You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Oh, yes, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to TGIF. Yes, thank God it's Friday. It happens to be, our last week of April, doesn't it? It's 29th of April today. So, anyway, have a wonderful Friday. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, of course, smoothest place on your radio dial. We're just after the hour of 6 o'clock. I shall be sitting here entertaining you all being well for the next 4 hours. So do try and stick around for as long as possible. It's always nice not to be on your own. Right, let's take a look. Let's start off with a few things that are relevant to this day, 29th of April, in the world of entertainment. In 1941, let's go back to 1941, the Boston Bees agreed to change their name to the Braves. In 1953, the first U.S. experimental 3D television broadcast showed an episode of Space Patrol on Los Angeles ABC affiliate. That's KECA TV. 1953, 3D television. Last one for now, 1960. Dick Clark told the United States House of Representatives that he had never taken payola for the records that he featured on his show, American Bandstand. That's when people would pay to get their records played. You've got our WhatsApp number, haven't you?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thinking nothing could go wrong. You and I.
we go, starting us off on a Friday morning. That's Invisible Touch, of course, the title track and the first single off of the 1986 album with the same name by Genesis. And a group composition which featured lyrics written by drummer and singer, yes, you got it, Phil Collins. It was their first and only number one single in the United States. And by the way, it additionally spent three consecutive weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 Airplay chart during summer of 1986. Oh, I feel quite relaxed this morning. I love Fridays.
Jerry D.
Oh,
two amazing tracks from the 1980s. Electric Light Orchestra, that was the first of those two that we played. Hold On Tight, and that was released back in 1981. That was July of that 1981. just seems like yesterday. And followed on there, that's Cutting Crew. That was released in 1986. Two great tracks, 1980s. Some great music in the 80s, wasn't it? That was quite sort of well on in my career there. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just a few seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. So it's time to get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is that you're going on a Friday morning. All right? Has it got the old water sorted out? Temperature just nice? There we go. Yes, Madonna in the shower with you. And express yourself and get out. Come on. And off you go on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. Let me just look out the studio window. What type of weather we're going to have? Partially cloudy, I think it's going to be. It's a little bit early for the sun to come up, but it's not looking too bad out there. Express Yourself, that, of course, came off of the 1989 album from Madonna. The album was Like a Prayer. Remember that one? Probably not. It was released as the second single off of the album. That was in May the 9th of 1989. The label she was on there, Sire Records, and it was included on the Greatest Hits compilation of well as well. That was the Immaculate Collection, and on the Celebration album in 2009. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa, and of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that
I just love the Mavericks. They always sound so jolly, don't they? Even when they sing their sad songs, they sound jolly. I tell you what, here's a great quote for you. This comes from the Tulsa World. This is actually a headline. It says, federal agents raid gun shop and find weapons. Really? Door. That is B-52s and Love Shack, of course. And the time on The Breakfast Show, well, we're just making our way towards the bottom of the hour this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is great to be with you on this Friday morning. It's great to be with you any morning, but it's especially great on a Friday morning. And we've got a long weekend coming up, haven't we? I'd completely forgotten about that until Yasmin mentioned something the other day. That put me in a good mood. 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, let's take a look at some of the local news. We're going to be looking at this, of course, in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. COVID-19 infections are continuing to rise. The Ministry of Health reported on Thursday 874 new cases have been reported in the last 24 hours. According to the Ministry, this means that positivity rose to 12.2%. 2 weeks ago, positivity was at 6.3. The country has not exceeded 12% positivity since February the 18th, and that was at 13.6%. Meanwhile, one death is reported due to the respiratory virus. A cumulative total now of deaths are 8,184. And the Ministry of Health detailed that they applied 7,156 tests to get to their positivity percentage. Active cases now are totaling 5,242, while 5,147 people are in home isolation, divided into 5,130 at home and 17 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalised add up to 95, divided into 87 in the wards and 8 in the intensive care units. Well, despite the increase in COVID-19 cases due to the activities of last Easter in the country, hospital capacity is fine and there is no increase in patients in intensive care units. This was revealed on Thursday by the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre. The results have been as expected, and there should be no concern since hospital capacity is fine, Sucre reiterated. In addition, there have been no increases in infected patients in the COVID-19 rooms in the country's medical centres. Panama is debated more frequently in recent times with the interest of various politicians to divide territories and create new townships and districts. It was only in 1970 that details of the division of territories and the creation of new districts and townships could be obtained. In 2014, there were 4 new districts and 26 new townships, while for 2019, there were 4 new districts and 31 townships. The justification of the deputies is that those who criticize these actions don't know the needs of the communities or do not allow it to be done. Here we go. And moving on, we're looking at the administrative unit of reverted areas. This is the UABR of the Ministry of Economy and Finance. Now, they reported on Thursday that it does not know the detailed information about the 50-hectare landfill project in Amador, in the district of Ancon. Now, despite the fact that it is the entity in charge of the custody and development of the reverted areas. In a statement, the institution disclaimed responsibility for the project, which is currently in the evaluation stage by the Ministry of the Environment, Mi Ambiente. In fact, its director, Fernando Paniagua, stressed that it is not a project that has been evaluated, nor does it have a formal request at the UABR. members of the Cuidadanos Pro Revocatoria, there we go, movement presented on Thursday a protection of constitutional guarantees against the order to proceed for the construction of the new seafood market. The work is managed by the mayor of Panama, José Luis Farragher, and is already in the bidding phase for a value of about $43 million on the Panama Compra portal. The plenary session of the National Assembly approved this Thursday in the third debate. This was Bill 808, which creates a trust for the reduction and stabilization of the increase in fuel prices. The initiative was approved by 43 votes in favor, and now the sanction or veto by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, remains. Now, on the other hand, with 38 votes in favor and two abstentions, Bill 697, which regulates the commercialization and use of crypto actives, known as the crypto law, was also approved in the third debate this Thursday. Now, with this new rule, if sanctioned by President Cortizo, the issuance of digital value, the tokenization of precious metals and other goods would be regulated. So that's what we're looking at. Looking at that, of course, in a lot more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Because what I like about Fridays is I get to play a lot more music. I just spin them around, you know, like a record. This is Dead and Alive on The Breakfast Show. We are 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There's something shifting in the air.
I'm not mistaken, dust is clearing everywhere. Memories awaken, my feet on the runway. It's a beautiful day. I look to the sky now. I'm finding my way. I'm flying on my own.
Was rummaging yesterday looking for some of my music for today. I came across that one, which is so unlike Celine Dion. Really strange for me. Flying on My Own, I love it. And that was produced for her, by the way, by Ellefson, Hybrid and Ugly Babies. Yes, there's a few of those around. Flying on My Own. There's a track live from Las Vegas that was released as a digital download on the 9th of June of 2019, the day after Celine Dion, by the way, ended her 16-year Las Vegas residency. And the album it came off was called Courage, and the studio version, by the way, was released on the 28th of June in 2019. Do like that one. She's got an amazing voice, to see Celine Dion.
I'm in love with you, yeah. I'll replay this moment for months, alone in my head waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the script in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once. I imagine myself inside in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing catch your eye, you be mesmerized, oh. By the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet. Come on.
Camino Cabello there, and don't go yet. Okay, I'll hang around for as long as I can. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're about 13, making our way to 13 and a half minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, don't forget, we have got some of the international news headlines for today. We'll take a look at that. 7:30, some of the business headlines. In between the two, we'll look at the weather. It is Friday, that means we've got our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. With Ingrid. And also Yasmin with What, Where and When, the last hour. No doubt a couple of tracks that she's chosen for this day in music. And so I was just sort of looking down my playlist. I got some sort of great tracks coming up during the course of this, some great artists. We've got things like Simply Red, Mike and the Mechanics, Train, Free, Thunderclap, Newman, The Merseys, The Searchers, Joe South, Shakespeare's Sisters, Snow Patrol, and the list goes on and on. Depeche Mode, Squitty Politi, Van Halen, NKOTV. Yes, New Kids on the Block. One of their older ones, not the latest one. And by the way, in 1967, on this day, this was released.
The tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
two great soul classics, Aretha Franklin and Respect, and Soul Man from Sam and Dave. And that last one, Soul Man, believe it or not, that was written and composed by who? By Isaac Hayes and David Porter. First successful as a number two hit single by Atlantic Records, soul duo Sam and Dave, consisting of, that was by the way, Samuel, Sam Moore, and Dave Pratter. In 2019, by the way, Soul Man was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry as culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant by the Library of Congress. What great taste they have, that's all I can say. And I tell you what, the beautiful thing about those songs, those were the songs that I was fortunate enough back in 1967, 1968, when I was working with Forces Radio Shelter. I was playing that music. That was when it sort of first came out. Brilliant. Love soul music. A couple of hellos for this morning. Mary Lou, good morning to Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a TGIF. She got off to work in good time this morning. Also to Paul Dixon over there in the United Kingdom. He wished me a very good morning, bright and breezy this morning. Says, good morning, Jerry. And he asked if we could play a blast from the past for him this morning. And apparently he's out there working. He says, sprucing up the fence. This is the garden fence. How do you know it's spruce? Might have been oak or something like that. Only joking. Anyway, the blast from the past is this one. Free is the band. Wishing Well is the song.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. That's Wishing Well by the rock band Free. Written by the entire group about their close friend, Bevan T. Woodhouse, and released December 1972 as a single. Entered the UK singles chart 13th of January, 73, reaching number 7. And it was re-released, by the way, in 1985 and reached number 96. I should have stuck with the first one. The UK singles chart, that was on the UK singles chart. And by the way, that was off of the album, I think it was the sixth album, called Heartbreaker. Free, the band, that was an English rock band. They were formed back in London, 1968. Best known for two songs, really, All Right Now and the one we just played, Wishing Well. And they disbanded in 1973. Lead singer Paul Rogers went on to become the frontman of the more successful rock band Bad Company, and which also featured his Free bandmate Simon Kirk on drums. So there we go. I'm Free. This is The Who, taking us up to the top of the hour.
I'm free.
There we go, that's The Who and I'm Free. And written by Pete Townsend, performed by The Who on the album Tommy. If you haven't seen the movie, by the way, Tommy, it's really quite a cult movie. Go see it, it's absolutely brilliant. You've got things like Tina Turner as the Acid Queen, and of course Sir Elton John's in there, Pinball Wizard. Oh, great, great cult movie. Bit strange, with Uncle Ernie. Right, let's see what the time is. It's about a minute. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Right, let's take a look. Some of the international news headlines for today. Don't really want to depress you, but let's have a look. Ukraine acknowledged on Friday that it was taking heavy losses in Russia's assault in the east, but said that Russia's losses were even worse, as US President Joe Biden called on Congress to send as much as $33 billion to help Kyiv withstand the attack. President Volodymyr Zelensky praised Joe Biden's offer on help, which amounts to nearly 10 times the aid that Washington has sent so far since the war began on the 24th of February. Ukraine hopes on Friday to evacuate civilians who are holed up in a vast steelworks with the last fighters defending the southern city of Mariupol. An operation is planned today to get civilians out of the plant, President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said, without giving any more details. Russia did not immediately comment on the Ukraine presidency's remarks. Russia on Thursday warned the West that there would be a tough military response to any further attack on Russian territory, accusing the United States and its key allies of undermining European security by openly inciting Ukraine to assault Russia. I love that. They can destroy Ukraine, but don't you throw anything at us. The United States House of Representatives overwhelmingly backed legislation on Thursday that will make it easier to export military equipment to Ukraine, reviving the Lend-Lease Act. Now, this helped defeat Hitler during World War II. The measure revives a World War II era program that allowed Washington to lend or lease military equipment to U.S. allies. In this case, it will help those affected by Russia's invasion, such as Poland and other Eastern European countries, as well as Ukraine. Sweden's government does not plan to hold a referendum if its parliament decides to proceed with an application for NATO membership, Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson said on Friday. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has forced both Sweden and Finland to review long-held beliefs that military neutrality is the best means of ensuring national security, with both countries expected to make a decision in the coming few weeks. And Sweden has failed to integrate the vast numbers of immigrants that it has taken in over the past two decades, leading to parallel societies and gang violence, Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson said on Thursday, as she launched a series of initiatives to combat organized crime. Many Swedes were shocked earlier this month after violent riots left more than 100 police injured. The violence erupted after a Swedish-Danish politician burned the Quran at a rally and sought to hold more in several immigrant-dominated neighborhoods. China's capital, Beijing, closed more businesses and residential compounds on Friday, with authorities ramping up contact tracing to contain a COVID-19 outbreak, while resentment at the month-long lockdown in Shanghai has grown. In the financial hub, fenced-in people have been protesting against the lockdown and difficulties in obtaining provisions by banging on pots and pans in the evenings, according to Reuters witness and residents. South Africa may be entering a fifth COVID wave earlier than expected after a sustained rise in infections over the past 14 days that seemed to be driven by the BA4 and BA5 Omicron subvariants, health officials and scientists said on Friday. The country that has recorded the most coronavirus cases and deaths on the African continent only exited a fourth wave around about January and had predicted a fifth wave could start in May or June, early in the southern hemisphere winter. And here's a good one. Boris Johnson's up to it again. Not him, but one of his members. Watching pornography would be unacceptable in any workplace, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Thursday when asked about an investigation into allegations that a lawmaker was seen watching explicit videos on his phone in the House of Commons. It's obviously unacceptable for anybody to be doing that kind of thing in the workplace. It'd be the same for any kind of job up and down the country, Johnson told reporters when asked about the allegations during an election campaign visit. I tell you what, there might be some people in the adult film business that may not necessarily agree with that. 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. ago, that is Pat O'Banton and the Reggae Revolution. Also featuring All and the Robin Campbell band as well. There we go. That's it. That's brought us to 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock and time for another good morning. It's from Renee this morning. It says, good morning. Happy Friday. On our way to Tocumen, off to New York City to celebrate Rick's mum's 80th birthday. Oh, that'll be fun. Looking forward to a couple of Broadway shows as well. Mr. Saturday Night, starring Billy Crystal, and a couple of other shows as well. Can you please play On Broadway by George Benson? Absolutely, why not? Have a wonderful trip. Wish your mum a happy birthday, Rick.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off.
There we go. George Benson, that's for Renee and Rick this morning on the way up to Tocumen. I tell you what, I've got a message here, came in actual fact on our Instagram yesterday. If you're listening this morning, Stuart Olivia Dunn, good morning to you, Stuart. He wished us a happy Thursday yesterday. He says, I'm a fan and regular listener of your show. It's saved many grueling long car rides to work. Well, that's nice to know. So happy about that. It says, I'm also a children's book author and educator living in Panama for the last 7.5 years. I'm not sure if you would be interested in chatting. Of course, I love children's books. I colour so many of them, you know. We'll be getting in touch with you, Stuart. Yasmin will be getting in touch with you. That's an interesting topic. And I have this sort of thing, don't I, when I'm sort of looking at things going on around me, we get messages in or we have a segment on the show, and music always seems to come to the forefront of my mind. I say, oh, yeah, I know a song I can play for that.
Paperback Writer.
There we go, that's it, the Beatles there, and Paperback Writer. And so we're going to play one more piece of music. This comes from Simply Red. After this, we're going to take a look at the weather.
Circumstance out of my own. I need to relax and make a new start.
Simply Red getting a little bit funky this morning. And thinking of you. Breakfast show time. We're almost 21 minutes after the hour of 7. We're going to take a look at the weather for today. I can tell you, got a bit of sunshine peeping through the studio window this morning, which is all rather nice. Starting off, as we do, over there in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba, 29 degrees Celsius will be the maximum temperature today, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 35, the thermal sensation, which is not too bad. The relative humidity, though, is up at 85%. Chance of stormy rains during the course of this morning. Few showers in the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. Moving over to West Panama, the side of the isthmus, we've got 30 degrees Celsius. The maximum temperature, with 22 degrees being the minimum, 35 degrees is the thermal sensation, which is a bit of relief after yesterday. It was up at around about 38. 80% relative humidity, isolated showers during the course of this morning, stormy rains in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Now, moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, we've got 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 80% relative humidity. Cloudy during the course of this morning. I can tell you now it's a little bit better than that. It's just partially cloudy right now. This afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms. And tonight, we are looking at it being cloudy. A cloudy night tonight. Moving out to the Gulf of Panama, we're coming up for a long weekend. I think those old gin palaces, we'll see those going out from here, from the little island. We've got 30 degrees Celsius out in the Gulf, being the maximum temperature. It's quite pleasant, with 25 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, and the relative humidity at 88%. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight, some isolated showers. So that's it. Let's move on to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides, as we do. Pacific, we're looking at high tide. That was at 2:51 this morning. That was a 4.48-metre high tide. Low tide will be just before 9 o'clock at 8:57. That'll be 0.34 of a metre. Then the next high tide is at 3:07 in the afternoon, and that'll be 4.79 metres. And that'll be followed by the last low tide, 9:22 tonight, 0.12 of a metre. On the Caribbean, we have two down and one up. We got a low tide, which was at 7 o'clock this morning, and that was flat at zero. High tide will be at 12:20, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. And the last low tide will be at 4:36 in the afternoon, and that'll be 0.03 of a metre. It's quite funny when you look at them all in a row, sort of. Low tide was flat at zero, so that's nothing. High tide, 2 inches, and the next low tide, 1 inch. It's nothing, is it? Now, we've got maritime conditions today, what the seas are doing. They admitted we didn't have that yesterday morning. Let's start on the Caribbean for this morning. We've got good conditions. We've got light winds, 5 to 20 kilometres an hour, coming from a southerly direction with 3 foot waves. In the afternoon, good conditions remaining, waves at 3 feet. Wind speeds not changed, 5 to 20 kilometres an hour, though. Switched right round from the south to the north. It'll be coming from the north in the afternoon. Now, let's move over to the Pacific. Good conditions for this morning. Winds 5 to 15 kilometres an hour, coming from the west-northwest this morning, with just 1 foot waves. Afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. We've got no change in the wind speed. We've got 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds. The wind direction in the afternoon will be from the south. Waves, they're going to remain at 1 foot. There we go, there's your weather for this morning. 25 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
I can't.
perfect way from Scritti Politti. Scritti Politti, by the way, a British band formed back in 1977 in Leeds in England by Welsh singer-songwriter, a guy called Green Gartside. In fact, he's still the only member of the band to have remained throughout the group's history. There we go. Now, let me see, what's the time? We are just coming down for 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And we're going to take a look now at some of the international business headlines for this Friday. Other than at least at Thursday, that would be a mistake. The Federal Reserve is expected to approve plans next week to reduce a nearly $9 trillion balance sheet that ballooned as part of its efforts to fight the pandemic recession, in a process U.S. central bank officials expect to run without a hitch. The past week may point to a bumpier ride ahead, with analysts noting an unexpected nearly $500 billion shift in the Fed's balance sheet, driven by factors beyond its control and volatility in stock and bond markets, as signs that the central bank's pivot to tighter monetary policy may not run so smoothly. World shares rose on Friday at the end of a month that will be the benchmark's worst in 2 years, as a slight pullback in the dollar from 20-year highs offered relief to battered markets. Asian shares enjoyed their best day in 6 weeks, led by Chinese tech stocks, while MSCI's Global Equity Index rose for the second day and European bourses opened firmer. A 5% rise in the dollar's index, its biggest monthly rise in 7 years, has meanwhile pummeled other currencies, with the yen the worst loser, touching two decade lows. The dollar eased 0.6% on Friday, however snapping a four-day streak of gains against a basket of currencies. Friday's market recovery was also helped by reports that a resolution was in sight to the dispute over the listing of Chinese companies in the United States, said Stephen Leung, Executive Director of Institutional Sales at Hong Kong Brokerage UOB. And Hong Kong-listed tech stocks rose as much as 10%, led by e-commerce players at JD.com, Alibaba, and Meituan, which gained 12% and 15%. All three are listed in both the US and Hong Kong bourses, and their stock prices had been affected by the dispute. However, Nasdaq futures were down 0.7%, pressured by disappointing earnings from Amazon after market close. Frankfurt-listed Amazon shares, they fell 8%. Elon Musk's $44 billion takeover of Twitter is helping provide ammunition for an upcoming trial where an investor will argue the CEO's $56 billion pay package from Tesla Inc. is a waste of money that failed to secure his full-time services. The deal for Twitter Inc. and its potential to distract Musk from Tesla will play an important part in the trial in October, according to one of the shareholders' attorneys. And in recent years, Amazon.com Inc. has spent billions of dollars on new warehouses that cut into profits, explaining to investors that it had no choice but to meet ever-rising consumer demand. It turns out Amazon may have built too much too soon, say analysts. Chipmakers are divided over how aggressively to oppose a legislative proposal that would give the U.S. government sweeping new powers to block billions of U.S. Investment into China. This is according to documents seen by Reuters. The measure is part of the House version of a bill that would also grant $52 billion to chip makers to expand operations, a boon to the industry that has made some companies loathe or forcefully oppose the packages that China's investment controls. Mercedes-Benz is looking at energy alternatives should Russia cut gas deliveries and is working closely with German authorities to ensure energy supplies, the premium carmaker's top executive said on Friday. And as Germany speeds up investment in renewables, the energy consumption of its carmakers reveals just how reliant the country's most important industry is on fossil fuels, a Reuters analysis of environmental data shows. Their independence lays bare the hurdles that automakers face in transforming their own energy consumption while moving the transport sector, responsible for around about 30% of German energy consumption, towards electromobility. And lastly, Tata Motors plans to launch electric cars with a minimum range of 500 kilometers. That's around about 310 miles. And advanced technology features targeting buyers in India and beyond, the company said on Friday. The first cars built using its new platform should be on the road in 2025, the company told an event in Mumbai, where it unveiled a concept model. And that's it. There we go. Let's look at some of the business news for this Friday morning. And that's brought us to, well, just about 20 seconds away from 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. Depeche Mode and Just Can't Get Enough. And it's a very good morning once again to Mary Lou. She wished everybody a very good morning today. And also, of course, TGIF. Asked if we could play a piece of music from the O'Reillys and the Paddy Hats. And it's Barrels of Whiskey. How could I possibly refuse?
Station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Jennifer, Juniper, Sid.
There we go, two in a row. Donovan with Jennifer. Juniper was the first one, and that was followed by Sorrow. Song I remember very well, because I remember it was also recorded by David Bowie. But that one by the Mercies was sort of my favourite at the time. Sorrow Bowie was first recorded by the McCoys, believe it or not, back in 1965, and released as the B-side to their cover of Fever. Became a big hit in the United Kingdom in a version by the Mercies, the one we just played, reaching number 4 on the UK chart on 28th of April in 1966, and a version, the other version by David Bowie, that charted worldwide in 1973. A line in the song, by the way, "with your long blonde hair and your eyes are blue," is used in the Beatles song as well, "It's All Too Much," which was featured on their 1969 album. That was Yellow Submarine. Something in the Air, according to Thunderclap Newman. We're making our way up to 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. Go out the indeed. Yes, yeah, Something in the Air by Thunderclap Newman. And that has brought us to 6.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to be rummaging around the internet as we go through this morning's program. Also, don't forget it is Friday. So at around about sort of 8.25, 8.30, we'll link up with Ingrid. We will indeed. For its Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Always look forward to that, don't we? Of course we do. 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Oh, must be time for another cup of coffee.
Across the wall, and as in this.
Jack and the Mechanics and another cup of coffee. Yes, got that all sorted out. Well, we may lose barrels of whiskey and cup of coffee. We're doing well this morning. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to the top of the hour, about a minute away right now. And to remind you, we're going to be looking at our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. Also, Yasmin was telling me she's got quite a lot to look at today in the world of what we can be doing, where we can be doing it, and when we can be doing it. And also, no doubt, Yasmin will have a couple of tracks for us from this day in music. I tell you what, I was just looking down here. I don't know if you were with us first thing this morning, but if not, it was a head-scratching headline. This was in the Tulsa World newspaper. This is federal agents raid a gun shop and they find weapons. I love people. They're just so weird. Right, that's for just this time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel, and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419, and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north, there, Forestados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year, and this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037. Or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
You're listening to Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Reading out the names of all the places I have never been.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, that is Beauty Freak featuring Molly there. Caught My Beauty. Before that, it was Chris de Burg and a nice gentle sailing away for him there. This is Def Leppard. The new track from Cool Kick.
I don't wanna get your habit, 'cause you never quit. morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, it's here. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday Fun Packs. And let's not waste any time. I've been doing a lot of work in my apartment here, and I slept on a new bed, a king-size bed. So guess what? Today's Freaky Friday Fun Facts are going to be about sleeping, or you decide after you hear. Number one, the word mattress is an Arabic word meaning throw. Back in the day, we're talking like in the Crusades, you remember, Jerry, bedding was awful. It consisted of a bunch of straw tied together with coarse binding. It wasn't until the Crusaders went to the Middle East that they discovered the joy of a comfortable mattress. The Arab world had already been sleeping on cushions. Their word for this cushion? Matra, which came from the word taraha, which literally means to throw. Throw cushion, throw pillow. Okay, you gotta work with me here. Number two, the waterbed is more than 5,000 years old and used to be made of goat skins. No, the waterbed wasn't invented in the 1970s by swingers wearing polyester shirts. Sorry to break it to you, Jerry. In actuality, the waterbed was invented in 3600 BC by the Persians. They used goat skin filled with water to create mattresses for royalty to sleep on. Number three, the first coil springs were used for chairs. The first steel coil springs were invented for chair seats in 1857, but it wasn't used in bed design until 1865, which was probably the second most powerful impact of 1865. You remember, that was like the end of the Civil War? Yeah, okay. However, it wouldn't be until 1930 that the interspring mattress would become popular. Number four, a mattress has between 100,000 and 10 million dust mites in it. That's right. A typical mattress can have 10 million dust mites. That's gross, isn't it? This often happens because traditional interspring mattresses have a lot of space for those microscopic critters to roam and reproduce. And boy, do they reproduce. These little guys aren't really a problem unless you have allergies. And then they become a very large problem. Well, we don't want them. Let's keep dust mites out. Number five. Mattresses can double in weight over 10 years. Mattresses sometimes double their own weight over the course of 10 years. That's because they acquire a buildup of dust mites, sweat, and dead skin cells. So that's why you need four people to help you flip it. Well, anymore you don't flip them, because yeah, you turn them, because they don't. The beds now just are soft on the top and have a like a frame on the bottom. Not like the old days, the tick ones. I remember those. Number six, mattresses can withstand open flames for up to 30 seconds. Because the U.S. federal law, all mattresses sold in the States must be able to withstand an open flame for at least 30 seconds before catching fire. This is because mattresses used to be made of combustible material. Now, please don't test this on your own mattress to see if it's true. Remember, don't do that. Okay, number seven, the fitted sheet was invented in 1958. So why are we putting a fact about fitted sheets on this list? Well, because fitted sheet is perhaps the best thing to happen to a mattress and the worst thing to happen to laundry folders everywhere, especially me. Invented in 1958 by a woman named Berta Berman, mattresses would never be the same again. Number eight, the phrase sleep tight comes from the fact that mattresses used to rest on ropes. No, that could be a lot of fun. Never mind. Mattresses used to have ropes tied around them to keep them from sagging. So sleep tight actually meant tightening the ropes. Who knew this cute little goodnight phrase was actually a functional reminder for a better sleep? Number nine. Mattress tags are a legal necessity. You've probably seen the jokes about removing a mattress tag, which I know I'm guilty of doing that. But they actually are there for a good reason and a legal requirement. Mattress tags inform companies of batch numbers, ensuring fresh materials and new manufacturer. During the 1800s, many mattresses would be filled with scraps or old fabric that was capable of spreading disease. As a result, your mattress tag now contains important information about the mattress, its age, which is essential in maintaining a good night's sleep and a quality product that your bedmakers around the world can be proud of. That is a man who loves his sleep. All right. Number 10, Shakespeare bequeathed his wife his second best bed. His second best bed. Not his best bed, his second best bed. This is the most famous part of William Shakespeare's will, and one of the last to be added to his document, according to scholars. The best bed in the house went to his daughter, something that was often to be interpreted as a snub towards his widow. But that was not the case. The best bed in the house was usually the guest bed in Shakespearean times, while the second best bed is likely to be the marital one that he and his wife shared. Chances are, rather than being an act of sarcasm, Shakespeare was giving his wife a romantic gift. Oh, his marital bed, where they did the nasty. One of the most... I didn't mean to say that. Yeah. Okay. One he specifically chose to pick out from his estate. And after all, she was already receiving the home and a third of his belongings. In Shakespearean's time, they were obsessed with sleep and comfort, as they were seen as luxury. There were books and guides all about beds to provide the perfect sleep, and maybe they'd be the equivalent of the Happy Beds blog today. Well, these are your Freaky Friday fun facts about beds. I have been most of my life either sleeping in a twin, a double, or a queen, but... You know, and when you go to a hotel, you get occasionally sleep in a king-size bed. Well, I slept in a king-size bed, and there's so much space you can roll over and not fall out of bed. Yep, and that reminded me of a song that we sang in the bus. There were two little creatures in the bed, and they were just very sweet. When you ride in a bus and you have nothing to do, so you're riding in a bus and you, like, sing 100 bottles of beer on the wall. Well, that's what this one was. And it just stuck in my brain. So obviously today is about beds. So you guys, be careful of those dust mites. And remember, if you need help flipping your bed, it could be because it's got some dust mites and some scaly skin and whatnot. All right, this is Friday. This is your Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Wishing you all a wonderful weekend. And I will hopefully speak to you next week. And if not, I will think about you next week. All right, back to you in the studio.
Clutches at my bed.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Couple of tracks with links to Going to Sleep with Bobo. Yes, that was first one was The Cause and Only When I Sleep. Following on there's Kylie Minogue and Tears on My Pillow. Thank you very much, Ingrid, for that and for references to my age. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're 21 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. I'm going to take a little rummage around, see if I can find some nice stories for you on the internet. So there's bound to be some somewhere. But in the meantime, let's join Train.
If I go before I say,
to sing together is what it's called.
In my ballet, let me take this chance. Thank you for the dance. If I run out of songs to sing, to take your mind off everything, just smile. Sit a while with the sun on your face and remember the place we met. Take your breath and soon I'll. You'll see, without you I will never be me. You are the leaves of my family tree. Sing together. If you knew me from the very start, or we met last week at the grocery mart, just sing together. It's the least that I can do. My final face and remember the place we met. Take a breath and soon I bet you'll see, without you I would never be me. You are the leaves of my family tree. Sing together.
Train and Sing Together. I tell you what, I found one. I found a few, actually. Here's a nice story. It's about a guy called, a young boy, 12 years of age, called Gabriel Clark. He found a way to combine his woodworking skills with his sense of philanthropy. The 12-year-old lives in a place called Cumbria, over there in England, and has been making bowls and other objects since he first picked up his grandfather's hammer as a young child. Well, Clark spends hours a day on his creations, which he has been selling to raise money for a mountain bike. Well, after his father tweeted about his talents, Gabriel suddenly had thousands of social media followers and orders, and decided to make a bowl to raffle off. Now, with all donations going from the raffle to Save the Children to help kids in Ukraine. The bowl has blue and yellow rings as a nod to the Ukrainian flag, and Gabriel's initial goal was to raise £5,000. That's around about $6,378. But he surpassed that number almost immediately, ultimately raising £255,000, around about $325,217. The raffle winner was announced last weekend, but donations continued to come in, and Gabriel told BBC News that he was blown away by the response. But his decision to help others came as no surprise to his mum, Teresa McCann Clark, who told people, "The main thing about Gabriel, he's got a really, really big heart." See, there are nice stories. There are nice people out there. There are people that don't want to go to war. Most of us don't want to go to war, do we? Right, back to the music. How about Elvis Presley? The Wonder of You. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on, and you're always there. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why.
Coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play this.
Find yourself. A man owns a big house,
A man got plenty money. A man got red wine to drink in the land of milk and honey. A man's got a job. He's got some status and self-respect. But still he's never satisfied. So what did he expect? If you can't find love, if you can't find love, if you can't find love, how you going to find yourself?
Don't have no money, don't have no wife. Loneliness will kill you when you go to sleep at night. You have everything in life, but it don't feel right if a woman is not by your side. Ain't got a fuss, ain't got a fight. Just find a girl that you know is definitely your type. You have everything in life, but it don't feel right if that woman is not by your side.
A man got no worries, a man got no strife. A man got a million distractions to keep him up at night. There's a hole in his pocket, there's no holes in his shoes. But there's a hole in his life, you wonder what's a man to do. If you can't find love, if you can't find love, if you can't find love, then how you going to find yourself? He talks to you of freedom, he talks to you of choice. There's something he can't jeopardize. Tell him there's no compromise. This ghost that must be exorcised. One day he'll have to recognize. If you can't find love, if you can't find love, if you can't find love, then how you gonna find yourself? If you can't find love, if you can't find love, if you can't find love, you're gonna find yourself.
Love is the only thing can get you out of trouble. You're living life, but you're living in a rubber. Love is the only thing can get you out of trouble. Free your mind and yourself under the rubber. Love is the only thing can get you out of trouble. You're living life, but you're living in a rubber. Love is the only thing can get you out of trouble. Free your mind and yourself under the rubber.
If you can't find love,
Rich, you better find that love.
You can't find love.
There we go, that's Sting together with Shaggy there, and If You Can't Find Love. Before that, it was The Wonder of You, of course, from Elvis Presley, at 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. The goodness never ends, you know, good people out there. Spanning 10 lanes of Highway 101, the Wallace-Annenberg Wildlife Crossing aims to change the fortunes of mountain lions and other animals living in the Santa Monica Mountains. Last week, crews started breaking ground on the $87 million wildlife crossing. This is in Agoura Hills in California. And once it's completed, the goal is by getting it done by 2025, it will be the largest such corridor in the world, CBS Los Angeles reports. The 165-foot-wide crossing will connect the Santa Monica Mountains with the Simi Hills, about 10 feet above the highway. To make sure animals use the crossing, it will be surrounded by trees, bushes and sound barriers so that the cars and traffic below don't scare the creatures away. Urban development and freeways have genetically isolated mountain lions in the region, and researchers estimate that the animals will become extinct within 50 years unless there is an influx of genetic diversity. In addition to being a potential lifesaver for mountain lions, the wildlife crossing is an engineering marvel, said National Wildlife Federation Beth Pratt. This is what she told Los Angeles. I was just saying the 165-foot crossing, it said here it would be largest. I was looking at the height. It didn't seem very high to me. 10 feet. Just 10 feet above the highway. That doesn't seem right, does it? 10 feet? Won't get a truck under there, will you? Probably won't get a caravan either. Anyway, good story. It's a good idea. But I don't think 10 feet's necessarily going to do it. 10 feet above the highway. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Anyway, they're going to build that against all odds, no doubt. Just 10 feet. Must be 10 meters, surely. 30 feet, that would make more sense.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all.
Great. Phil Collins at his best there, and that is Against All Odds, Take a Look at Me. My next piece of music, I heard it was on Call of M a long, long time ago, and it was a piece of music which I like. I managed to work out who it was by, because it was never sort of, you know, on Call of M in those days. They were just playing churned out music, and they never gave any sort of information about the music, and I kept hearing this song. I managed to work out eventually that it was by Gladys Knight. But it took me an awful long time to find any more information, because apparently she made this piece of music when she went to Cuba over there with the band. It's called Feeling Good, Vacilón, and I love it. It's a classic. After this, we'll take a look at the news. If you missed it today, we got it again.
I got lost yesterday. There was no sunshine, only rain on my face. I wandered here and wandered there. Wondered if anybody cared. There you were, reaching out to me, giving me all the love that I needed. You said, come on, let's dance, let's be
Do like it, yeah. Feeling good. That's the one from Gladys Knight, and that has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use a drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Tell me why can't this be love?
Van Halen and Why Can't This Be Love. Breakfast show time. We're coming down to 18 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come this morning. It's going to be what, where and when. What you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And also a couple of tracks from Born on This Day in Music. So we'll do that after a couple more tracks. It's two in a row. Starting off with The Searchers and Needles and Pins. Followed on Joe South and Games People Play.
The one.
There we go, Mr. Joe South and games that people play. 24 minutes, well, just after 24 minutes, making our way down to 24 and a half minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Time for us, I think, to take a little wander down the corridor and see what's happening in the world of Yasmin.
Like you always do, and you...
Yes, why are you in the shower? Yasmin? Yasmin?
I'm not in the shower.
That's you, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I love that song, by the way.
Well, I got it.
You should play it.
Okay.
Do la 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 la. You do that thing you do. That's a nice song. I love it.
It was a nice song, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, come on, get out of the shower because we've got work to do. Come on. Right, that's better. Dry yourself off. Put some clothes on, for heaven's sake. Oh, we do have fun, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Never mind anybody else. So, much happening in the way of entertainment.
Well, a lot this weekend. Mm. You know, it's a long weekend.
Long weekend.
Mm-hmm. So we can do a lot of things.
We can.
Mm-hmm. For example, today at Mac Museum, it's going to be parking at the Mac. And it's going to be a great opportunity for young people to explore the museum through guided tours with snacks included.
Okay, this could be interesting because I guess they'll mention it used to be a Masonic lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a very interesting place.
This is an interesting building, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, let me see. You can get more information at Mac Panama on Instagram. This is going to be today, as I said before, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. It's free for ages 14 to 17.
Oh, I'm too old. Do old people get in free?
Not today.
Oh. I have to wear my short trousers and go in as if I'm 16.
Yeah, but this is going to be a very nice activity.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this week, I had the opportunity to go to La Plaza Theater.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as I told you
mm-hmm.
before.
Mm-hmm.
It was a comedy, and the name is Boing Boing 2.
Boing Boing 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What, have you seen Boing Boing 1?
No.
Oh, yes.
But this one, it was very, very fun. We laughed a lot, and we were crying even.
With laughter?
Yes.
Yes. It's a long time since I've done that.
Yes, me too. Yeah. We thought the same. So this is very good to go during the weekend. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be on Teatro La Plaza, as I said, until May 14. So you can get your tickets at Pana Tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks a lot to my friend Ana Larisa and Buen Momento, because she invited me. That was very nice.
Well, you get invited all this. I'm surprised it wasn't a movie. You'll probably get going. You'll probably get invited to go and see Boing Boing 2, the movie. Expect.
Or Boing Boing 3.
Boing Boing 3, yes.
Yes. Okay. Also, this weekend, tomorrow, in Arraiján, this is Arraiján town.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know they have a town center there? Why do you know that?
What, a mall? Or
mm-hmm.
Really? No. Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I can't remember the last time I went to Arraiján.
Yeah, that's like a different country, you know?
It is a different country.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Chiriquí.
Yes, something like that. So our friends of Luna Llena de Tambores are going to be there tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In town center, Arraiján town.
That reminds me, weren't they supposed to be coming in this week?
Oh, yes, but they couldn't. They couldn't this week.
Hmm.
So maybe next time.
It's no good next week because they've done it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but
I just suddenly remembered when you mentioned it.
No, but tomorrow they are going to start their tour, you know, their regular tour
okay. Yeah.
Each month. Mm-hmm. So maybe next month they can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Goody,
also,
goody. Mm-hmm.
Let me see our dear friend Diana Duran.
Oh, right, yeah.
She sent me the flyer of the Opera Experience. This is going to be at Teatro Nacional. Mozarteando from today. This is from today until May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to listen to the voices of Diana Duran, of course,
mm-hmm.
Elisa Troetsch, Yaisuri Rodríguez, Héctor Lomba, and Salvador Ríos. And the special guest is Daira Duran. I guess it's the sister of Diana Duran. I'm not
sure. Really?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, hey, you better get coffee.
Why?
Because you've got Duran Duran.
Ah.
And music.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm, yeah, so what a great night out.
You can get their tickets also at Pana Tickets, and also get more information at Diana's Instagram, Diana Duran.
Lovely lady, Diana.
Mm-hmm. Well, her Instagram is The Flying Soprano.
Oh, okay, I didn't know you can fly.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want me to...
Yeah, let's do our first piece of Born This Day, shall we?
Uh-huh, in 1928.
Oh.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, I like that one, yes. I don't think there's not many people still alive before that.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah, that was Carl Gardner from the Custers.
Oh, yeah.
The American rhythm and blues rock and roll vocal group scored the 1958 U.S. number one single, Yakety Yak.
Remember it?
Oh, yes, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no friendly cash. If you don't serve that kitchen blur, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak.
Don't go fast.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust car with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yakety yak.
Don't go fast.
You just put on your coat and hat.
Don't hold back.
Those were the days when you had to have somebody with a very deep voice in your band. Don't do that.
That's so fun.
Yakety yak, gosh, that brings back memories. Actually, there's a bit of a tie into that to your second choice today. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm, okay.
What else is happening in What, Where and When?
Okay, our dear friends of Lush, remember them?
Oh, yes, yes.
They're going to have a pet.
They smell nice, people.
Oh, yes. They're going to have a pet adoption tomorrow.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Alta Plaza Mall from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, good.
So everybody can go there and also get some of their delicious products.
Yeah, because they do make a point, of course, of make the fact that they do not use any animals in the testing of their products.
Exactly.
They use people.
Yes, which is better.
Much better.
Exactly. So now let's move to Chili King.
Yes, somebody has to.
Because at Casa Grande in Bambito, they're going to have a great festival, Festival a Fuego Lento. And there are going to be a lot of activities, but also a concert with Idania Doman.
Oh, gosh, wonderful.
Margarita Enriquez and Karen Peralta, and it's going to be outdoors. So hopefully it's going to be a great day there. It's tomorrow and also on Sunday. So you can get more information at Idania Doman's Instagram. So you can see what's going on Saturday. For example, on Saturday they're going to have a market. They're going to have tasting. Cafe Geisha also. they're gonna have movies, music, and then on Sunday, I guess it's gonna be the concert. Let me see. Yes, it's the concert is gonna be on Sunday. Also, they're gonna have a brunch. They're gonna have a market, a bingo also. So the entrance is $15. So this is gonna be nice to enjoy in Bambito Chiriquí.
Yeah, lovely. Remember, one of the first places we went on vacation was up there to Bambito. Stayed at can't remember the name of the hotel now.
But, Bambito, I guess.
Yeah,
Bambito.
Probably. But and eventually that was, I think it became part of the group that has the El Panama Hotel at one time.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, that was our first trip. I remember our first trip to Chiriquí. That's when it took about 9 hours because the road was so bad all the way. There wasn't any sort of highway or anything then.
Oh, wow. So yeah. I guess at that time that was the only hotel they had, right?
They had that one. Yeah, that was the main one. There was over the road by the river. That's still going, I believe. You could hire these little, like, houses type things by the river.
Oh, so maybe it's the same that I'm talking about, Casa Grande.
It could be, yeah.
Because you have to cross the river to go there.
All right, yeah, probably. Yeah, so it's a lovely area, beautiful.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Also, soon it's going to be the International Jazz Day.
Okay.
I don't know exactly when it is, but Fundación Danilo Pérez are going to celebrate it tomorrow. And also they are celebrating their 20 years of the festival.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be at Teatro Gladys Vidal from 2 p.m. They're going to have a workshop of jazz for kids from 6 to 12 years old. At 4 p.m. they're going to have a talk about the history of tambo jazz.
Oh, okay.
And at 6 p.m. they're going to have the big concert of Jazz Day. So you can make your reservations at Danilo Fundación Danilo Pérez on Instagram. You can chat to them to get your entrance, because it's free at Teatro.
Free is good. We like free.
Yes, at Teatro Gladys Vidal. That's tomorrow. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, good.
And that's the last one.
That's it. Okay. So... it's your this Born This Day in Music again.
In 1931, Lonnie Donegan.
Lonnie, somebody gets nuts like us.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, we've got to say hello to Rosita.
Oh, Rosita, hello.
Yeah, she drops a little note. She says, saludos, mi bella gente, Yasmin. Beautiful voice. Love it.
Thank you.
Oh, you got a nice voice. She just says, you too, Jerry. You know you're awesome. Thank you very much. Saving grace getting that one in.
Thank you, Rosita.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Rosita. And Mary Lou dropped the line and said, love it too. So that was obviously a piece of music we played. Yakety-yak, probably.
Oh, thank you, Mary Lou. Okay, let's continue with Lonnie Donegan. He was a British skiffle singer, right?
Yeah, skiffle is a type of group.
Songwriter and musician who launched the skiffle craze and was Britain's most successful and influential recorder artist before the Beatles. He had the 1960 UK number one single with Mike. Old Man's a Dustman, plus over 30 other UK top 40 singles.
That's right now. I said there's a link, because that Yakety Yak song starts off about taking out the trash. Well, the people that take out the trash, you see, what a dustman is in England is the equivalent to the people that, say, working with a sale, you know, or the AAUD as it is now, that pick up the rubbish. And a dustman... in the UK is the person who picks up the rubbish, and this song is all about the guy's father being a dustman. We've made good music in those days. What should we sing a song about? Here, let's sing about dustman.
Oh yes.
Because Benny Hill did one about milkman.
But it's the same that Shorty and Slim did, you know?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. Because it's like a sort of folk, because you mentioned skiffle. In fact, let me just sort of tell you before we play, because you asked me about, you know, what was skiffle. It's a genre of folk music, okay? It's got influences from blues, jazz, and American folk music, but generally performed with a mixture of manufactured and homemade or improvised instruments.
Mm-hmm,
you
okay.
see? So you've got like you, the people that with a wooden box, and they have a pole on the box and a piece of string, and they twang it, and the washboard that you use for you know, scrubbing your clothes, that kind of thing. So those are kind of instruments that make up a skiffle band.
Wow, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. It is, isn't it, really? It's a bit educational.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do this too often. Anyway, here it is. My Old Man's a Dustman, Lonnie Donegan.
Now here's a little story. To tell it is a must. About an unsung hero that moves away a dust. Some people make a fortune, others earn it. My old man don't earn much. Skin it. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers, and he lives in the council flat. He looks a proper nana in his great big golf-nail boots. He's got such a job to pull them up, but he calls them Daisy Roots. Folks give tips at Christmas, and some of them forget. So when he picks their bins up, he spills some on the step. Now one old man got nasty, and to the council wrote. Next time my old man went round there, he punched him up the throat. Oh, my old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears got blimey trousers, and he lives in a council flat. I say, Les.
I
found a police dog in my dustbin.
Well, how do you know he's a police dog?
He had a policeman with him. Though my old man's a dustman, he's got an heart of gold. He got married recently, though he's 86 years old. We said, here, hang on, Dad, you're getting past your prime. He said, well, when you get my age, it helps to pass the time. My old man's a dustman, he wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. I say. My dustbin's full of lilies.
Well, throw them away then.
I can't, lilies wearing them. Now one day whilst in a hurry, he missed a lady's bin. He hadn't gone but a few yards when she chased after him.
What game do you think you're playing?
She cried right from the yard.
You've missed me, am I too late?
Now jump up on the cart. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers and he lives in the council flat. I say.
What's you again?
My dustbin's absolutely full with toadstools.
How do you know it's full?
Because there's not much room inside. He found a tiger's head one day, nailed to a piece of wood. The tiger looked quite miserable, but I suppose he should. Just then from out a window, a voice began to wail. He said, oi, where's me tiger's head?
4 foot from his tail.
Oh, my old man's a dustman. He wears a dustman's hat. He wears gold blimey trousers. And he lives in a council flat. Next time you see a dustman looking all pale and sad, don't kick him in the dustbin. It might be my old dad.
See, we know how to make songs in those days. Yeah.
So cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jolly song.
I was 9 that came out.
Oh.
And we see kids can play along with the music in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Not these days, because they're all naughty things in these days.
Exactly.
So what you got a long weekend? Are you going away? Are you going up to the hills? Or?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how is Ian doing with his saxophone?
Well, yesterday I sent him a video of...
Kenny G.
No, a WAM song. Was it? I forgot.
Which song?
One song from WAM.
Oh, WAM.
Careless Whisperer.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the sax at the beginning? Oh, that's so sweet.
Right.
So I sent it to him and I said, you have to play like him.
Who? Oh, because we don't know who was playing the sax on that, do we?
Careless Whisperer? No, I have no idea.
Let's see if I can find out. But the song, yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
So let's see. Let's see how he goes.
Yeah, well, he's got to persevere. Things you know, you've got to persevere. This is the thing. This is why I never learned the piano. I was sent to piano lessons, mm-hmm. and I just couldn't get the hang of it, so I gave up. But you shouldn't give up. You should keep mm-hmm. trying.
Exactly.
And I think Ian's the type. He'll keep trying.
Yes, he will.
And not only that, playing the saxophone looks sexy.
Oh, yeah. So lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not, and he's quite big because it's not as big as him, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there's so many, because once you've done one, because there's so many variations of the saxophone.
Exactly.
To learn. So
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Goody, yes. Goody.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then we might as well play this. You know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Careless Whisper.
Time can never mend the careless whispers of the heart and mind. Ignorance is kind, but there's no comfort. Pain is the hole you find. Should've known better.
There we go, yes. Oh, Careless Whispers.
Mm-hmm,
and, yeah, and I tell you, you know who played the saxophone?
Ooh.
A guy called Steve Gregory.
Oh.
An English jazz saxophonist and composer. He plays tenor, alto, soprano, and baritone saxophone, as well as the flute. And as I said, the composition, this is about Careless Whisper. The composition features a distinctive tenor sax solo performed by Steve Gregory.
Hmm.
There you go.
Very good.
Now, you know, see, we've got all sorts of amazing information here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's like Jessica. She liked the My Old Man's a Dustman song. We'll have to play more of those. People react to it.
Mm-hmm.
This will quite enjoy it.
Yeah, sure.
Because some strange people listen to this program.
No.
And she was one of them. I'll have to look up the lyrics. I didn't understand a lot of it, so I sent her the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
See how helpful we are?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're, sometimes we can be efficient. Other times we can't. Anyway, yes, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too.
And we'll be back with everybody on Tuesday, won't we?
Oh, yes, on Tuesday, yes.
We will indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know the song Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol?
Yes, I guess so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, they've done a nice slow version of it. Listen
okay.
to this.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect eyes.
tell you, Orgel, completely clear, carried away with that. Just love that song. I love that version. And we're a bit late. I got to get out of here. Literally was sort of carried away with that. That was a great version, a reworked version of Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol. Time for me to go. Big thanks this morning go to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, to Yasmin for what we can be doing, where we can be doing it, when we can be doing it, plus Born on This Day in Music. My co-producer, Neil Danby, getting me all my background information. The boys and girls who keep us up and running at Drupa Grada. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget, it's a long weekend. We won't be with you on Monday, but we will be back at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. So please, 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 have a wonderful few days off. Be careful what you're doing, all right? Because remember, what do I want to be doing on Tuesday? I'll be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.